Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be limited in his travel for his protection. The Shin Bet Security Agency reported giving new security instructions to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he needs protection. After the assassination of three very prominent Hamas Hezbollah leaders in the last week, he does need protection. The government ministers are also going to be protected. And this is due to the response of a possible attack by Iranian Hezbollah operatives, Hamas operatives, on Netanyahu or government officials. With these three men that were assassinated, Ismail Haniyeh, it was initially an airstrike, but now the latest news is actually 2 months prior to his being his stay in this home where he was killed, they had planted, they, Mossad, who knows, had planted a bomb in that residence, and that is what happened. That's how he was killed. The commander that did oversee the murder of the 12 children Saturday night on a soccer field, he was also assassinated in Beirut the next day. And then there was another individual who had a high position with Hamas, Daesh. I can't remember his first and last name. I don't have it in front of me. But he was killed along with, I think there were 20 people in the complex or the building where he was assassinated. So there is a void. There is three major leaders in the terrorist groups in the Middle East have been assassinated. So because of that, the guy in Beirut, his name was Fuad Sukur, and he was the political leader. I mean, he was the terror group commander. He was Hezbollah. And then the political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed through a bomb in his in the residence where he was staying. So the defense officials are bracing for an Iranian retaliation to these assassinations, and response is Israel and the Israeli security agency is taking it very seriously. Authorities have directed Netanyahu and other ministers only to participate in large events if there is a protected space immediately available in the event of an attack. So they're close to a protected space. The ambassadors and representatives abroad have also been asked to lower their profile. by avoiding crowds, not drawing attention to themselves. Possibility of Iranian response could target officials internationally, actually, or Jewish symbols abroad. So, Iran had launched missiles and drones at Israel, and most were intercepted. With the help and coordination of other forces in the region, including Britain, France, some Arab states. Why Britain, France, some Arab states? They don't want the war to escalate. They really don't. Oil, many reasons, but one thing that is not being mentioned is the expansion of an Islamic state, an Islamic power structure in the Middle East, which will disrupt everything. They cannot allow these nations, the United States, cannot allow this Islamic forces to gain more control over the region. There is vast oil fields off the coast of Israel and Lebanon. Instability means problems in Saudi Arabia. I will return in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was 1 minute ahead of myself. I do watch the clock. I do get very distracted. I should take this clock and I should put it in another room, but I'm always watching the clock. A bad habit I have. Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care? Yeah, we do care. Saudi Arabia, the Shiite and the Sunni and the Wahhabi Islamic political and religious belief systems are a problem to the whole Middle East, not just Israel, to the whole world, not just Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll return in a few minutes.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
And the matter of Islamic expansion is a very serious matter. There is the red flag flying over one of the major mosques in the Middle East, meaning basically war. Islam, throughout the last half a year, has begun to ready itself for expansion, not just in the Middle East, in Europe, but internationally. This is one of the signs of the end of the world. There is in Revelation chapter 6, one of the horses has a pale green, is pale green, and the Islamic flags are black and green. It could be, I do believe that it is true, that this is also a sign that was given to John by Christ. A religious, it would imply something religiously in the time before Christ returns. And we do know that in the decade, especially before Christ's return, religion will play a major role in the world. What I mean by that is Islam is international. The coming Antichrist, it is the foundation of Antichrist's rule, is worship and loyalty to him. Within Christianity, the belief is that Jesus Christ is the very God himself, and that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As in the Christian world, Christ has the preeminence. He's the one, the focus of the faith of all believers in Jesus Christ in Christianity, and that all worship should be directed to him. The coming Antichrist will do just the opposite with the false prophet. Worship, any worship, no worship, is to be directed at Christ, God the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. It must be directed at Antichrist. The affection of the followers must be to the coming son of perdition. In Islam, all worship must be to Allah. And so in the final decade, the wars will be also not just to expand boundaries of nations that want further control over property, but that's external. In the heart of man, there will be the war for allegiance of mankind to either Islam, to true Christianity, or to Antichrist. It's not complicated. It's deep. It is confusing. With Israel is to, they have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This God is to be the focus of their worship. And I hate to say, but that is not the focus of many Jewish people in the Middle East or internationally. And in Islam, there are many within the Muslim world that they are semi-given not totally given to the Quran, to Allah. So there is that, you might say, and there's a term. I used to live in Western Wyoming, and I work with many Mormon people, friends, and there was a term amongst them that I never knew about, but they refer to each other as those who are loyal to the Mormon church. They're just loyal church members. Then they have a term called Jack Mormons, and I work with some of these Mormons that were very devout, and then there were other employees that were not so devout, and the Mormon people that were very, you know, given would call these other Mormon young people, workers, Jack Mormons. Well, you have Jack, in the principle, within Islam, you have the same, you have those Muslims that are given to the religion, and others, not so much. Within Israel, you have Jewish people that are basically communist or fascist or in their political views. These political views are really work against the Jewish, the law, the laws of Moses. And in Israel presently, you have these type of people who are not totally given to the God of Israel. They have other belief systems. Internationally, the same with many Jewish people. They are not given to anything religious. They're given to everything but their Messiah. And within Christianity, you have Christians that are what we call apostate, who have a form of godliness, who say they are Christians, but they live like the devil. So, like I say, the end-time religion is, on one hand, very simple, on the other hand, very complex. And in the Middle East right now, you have another article that I'm going to touch on. In Turkey, you have the foreign minister in Turkey. His name is Hakan Fidan. And he's called for the establishment of a security pact in the Middle East following the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Now, as I read this, have this in the back of your mind. He is calling for nations in the area to work together against terrorism. The terrorism he's speaking of is, in his view, Israel. And Israel, what his view is, expansion. In his view, terrorism is what is happening in Gaza and the West Bank and Lebanon. He considers that to be terrorism. Whereas the fact is, the terrorists are the jihadists in Islam. This is the terrorism. I'll read from the article. If any support is requested from us, Turkey, in example, or from us, for issues that create instability in our neighbors, especially in the fight against terrorism, we are always ready to provide it, Fidan said in a televised interview. He suggests that forming a regional security alliance could help stabilize the area, though he did not specify which countries would be involved. I'll tell you who the countries are. The Arab world is divided. Sunni, Shia, Wahhabi, each more progressively violent, not against the infidel or Israel, but against their fellow Muslim. And he is basically saying, we who follow Allah in the Islamic world, we need to put temporarily aside our differences. There is one enemy, Israel. Firstly, then after Israel, then the world. This is what he's saying. I know, because it's in the Bible. We could form regional security alliance that could help stabilize the area, but he did not specify which countries would be involved. Quoting, when regional countries create a regional security pact platform where they can provide their own security and trust with each other completely. In other words, we have different views within our religion of Islam. Different views going on. They will neither be open to unnecessary inventions from outside, nor will they create instability against each other, he added. So in other words, we keep out those that are wanting to intervene, we keep them at a distance. And then this way they don't create instability. This initiative, according to Fidan, is being actively pursued by him and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Now, you have Shia and Sunni and Wahhabi. You have, I think it is, the true followers of Muhammad are, I believe, Sunni. I'm trying to remember which of the two. So they believe they are, okay, one of the two, Sui Shiite, the Shia. One of those two, they believe they are the true followers of Muhammad and his teachings. The other believes that they, because they follow the teachings of Muhammad more strictly, they are the true leaders of Islam. So you have that war in Islam occurring. Those who believe that they are descendants, they come from the lineage of Muhammad, have the right to rule Islam, while the others believe that they're the true followers, though they're not family members or related. They, because they are following more strictly the laws of the Quran, they have the right to rule over Islam. Well, they're going to enjoy that for another 8 years. When Christ comes, there will be no more Islam. And the Christian people are afraid to present this to the world. There will be no more Antichrist. Antichrist, when he comes to power, he's only in power for a little over 7 years. And then he is taken alive and thrown into the lake of fire with a false prophet. This is the biblical view, and American people are not like we used to be knowledgeable about the stories in the Bible and the teachings in the Bible. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I feel a hot wind on my shoulder.
Hey, folks, get ready. The Warriors Revolution Open House is 10 to 7 Saturday, August 17th. Warriors is jammed with thousands of door-busting specials only available at this event. And as always, the best ammo prices anywhere. Come in and meet the Warriors crew and Mad Vax and the Rev. It will feature a live radio remote from 1 to 3. Warriors Revolution is located at Ken Pratt and Bowen Street in Longmont, Colorado. Firearms, accessories, and so much more.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth program. On Sunday, 10 to 1 on 1360KHNC.com or 1360 AM radio, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Also on podcast on 1360KHNC.com. To the Olive Tree site for the Present Truth, to the Present Truth site. Both hours of the Present Truth are archived on 1360KHNC.com. The first hour is on podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Nightly, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour of the Present Truth will air on 1360 AM radio in Northern Colorado, Johnstown Station. With this matter of what this individual, the foreign minister, Hakan Fidan, what he is saying is that he's calling for the Arab world, not the Arab world. He's not. He's addressing the Arab world, but he means the people in Islam that they need to work together against the terrorist nation, Israel. Now, he goes on to say that we do not want to remain a country that only sees and describes the problems in the region. We also care about bringing real, applicable solutions to them. Turkey is attempting to strategically assess the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Now, to assess the conflict is very simple. The radical jihadists, and they are in a religion, Islam, are they at war with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a war, Allah against the God of Israel. It is a war against these people, against the Jewish people, against the nation of Israel. So, it's not complicated when you see it from a biblical point of view. The people in Islam, they worship, they have their God that they worship, and the Jewish people, they have a religion. They worship the God of their forefathers. So you have a war in of religions. Not only people living in land, in an area. It is an attempt by the terrorist groups surrounding Israel and within Israel to bring about a genocide on the Jewish people, complete total genocide. In other words, complete cleansing of that region of any Jewish people that are related to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through that lineage. Also, it is there is an attempt for ethnic cleansing. What I mean by that is they want to eliminate in that region and internationally, if possible, they'll need help. Antichrist to the West is going to, they both have the same objective. Destroy the Jewish people and to erase from the records of history the thought of a God who has a people that he has called as his own and will protect throughout history. These Antichrist in the West, the Islamic world, Islam as a religion, they want to ethnic cleanse, and also China, the communists, they want to ethnically cleanse the thought of God. It's what they try to do in Russia. And Mao did the same thing, to erase the thought of a God, because the state must be God. Communism demands the state to be God. Antichrist in the West, in America, is going to demand that he, not the state, he will be God. He will be worshipped, not the state. And then with Islam, they demand to be that Allah, the God they worship, must be preeminent. This is the wars in the years that precede Christ's coming aren't just like we have in Russia with Ukraine. It's different. There will be religious wars And these are the wars that are occurring already. Islam has made it clear they intend to rule the world. The coming Antichrist, according to Revelation 13, his intention is to rule the world. The God of communism, which is right now the major nation, China, that God of the worship of the state is also a religion. And Xi Jinping's intention is to, by 2049, to rule the world, world hegemony, through a religion, the New World Order of the West and Europe is a religion. It's a religion. The environmentalists, environmentalism is a spirit. It is a religion. It is the worship of nature, the worship of everything God created. You're worshiping the creature rather than the creator. You don't want to hug God, you want to hug trees. You don't want to worship God, you want to worship fish and little ornaments. You want to worship the flies. You want to worship cattle. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, we're in the final decade before Christ returns. I'll return in a few minutes. Not time for me to leave yet. I'll be back.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org. A proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
So this Mr. Fidan, Hakan Fidan. So he is presenting, or he is telling the nations in the Middle East, the Arab nations, the Islamic nations more specifically, that they should work together. And he says, we don't want to remain a country that only sees and describes the problems in the region. We also care about bringing real applicable solution to them, to the problems. In other words, Turkey is going to be involved. Turkey is going to involve itself in war against Israel, not this year, next year, with Russia and Iran. But he says this too. This is not the first war, nor the last. He is correct. But one thing is important. We have to develop a capability and capacity to be ready for any kind of struggle. So what is he saying? Any kind of struggle. So initially he's talking about the terrorists, Israel. Now he's talking about any kind of struggle. He's talking about the United States, nations of Europe. Should they decide to be part of the problem in the conflicts in the Middle East? He's also talking about not only dealing with Israel, but U.S. involvement and any France, England, any of these nations. He didn't say anything about China, I don't believe. Now, this individual is pretty forked-tongued. He's slippery. He once again condemned Haniyeh's killing and mourned his death, stating, "They should not forget that with his assassination, they also killed peace." He is absolutely correct. Because Haniyeh was doing the supposed negotiations for Hamas with Israel, the United States, the UN, and he wasn't doing a very good job. Why? He didn't want peace. That's not his objective. Do you realize how profitable the nations involved are? So they kill 30, 40,000 innocent civilians, which is not that high. That's not the accurate figures. Of all the people that are killed, they don't include the soldiers, the terrorists that are killed. They don't want to talk about the high officials that are assassinated. They always point to the civilians. And there aren't as many civilians. If Israel had not been as careful as they are, the civilian count would be probably three times as much. You're going to have casualties in war. That's understood. International laws, the courts, they understood there will be civilian casualties. It's acceptable. But there are less civilian casualties when Israel's at war than with the United States or with China or Russia or nations in the Middle East. Israel is held to higher moral principles. And believe it or not, they know that they have to be, for political reasons and for international, you know, media. The international media is right there at all times to find some way in which to demonize Israel. So Israel, wisely, they're as careful as they can be, as careful as possible. but still you have casualties. So this guy is saying that Fidan is saying that they need to be ready for any kind of struggle. Outside nations other than Israel. They killed peace. True. There will be no Palestinian state. There will be no two-state solution. Israel is already almost completely victorious in the Gaza. They're 10% away from being completely finished. There's no leadership. The men that have been trained 20, 30 years to lead these battles, to lead the attacks, to bring in, smuggle arms in, the people who have the money that are doing the negotiating, they're dying. The routes to bring weapons in through Egypt are being found. These underground tunnels are being destroyed, coming in from the north, destroyed. All the routes to bring in the weapons and the finances being discovered. And the funds are being cut off, the weapons are being cut off, and the power structure is being cut off also. They're dying. They're getting the airstrike flu, the present truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
about to end the first hour of today's Present Truth program. So also this, he said that this assassination killed peace, and it did. Like I said, there's not going to be any two-state solution. Israel is about to finish the war into Gaza. Israel won't be long in this war to the north because they have another conflict coming from the east in Jordan. Now, he said that this Hania, his efforts in the past were to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. No, that's not true. That's misleading. And he criticized Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu for undermining the deal. And Netanyahu, from day one, I'm telling you, there would be no deal. Netanyahu has been here many times before. You cannot negotiate with those who hate the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. There's no negotiating. You cannot negotiate with the rattlesnake. You cannot. There's no negotiating with a cobra. There's just no negotiating. These people are deadly. You have to take care of the threat. And I'm going to tell you, the European nations, the United States, nations in the Middle East, are in, on one hand, they don't like the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is so being so thorough in this war. They don't like it because sometimes Israel is a threat to these nations. But on the other hand, trading tit for tat, they are actually very happy, very glad, though they won't come right out and say it. Israel is doing America, the European nations, nations in the Middle East, a favor by getting rid of the snake. You can negotiate. Remember, 20 years ago, Jordan had to take these Hamas terrorists and send them to the Gaza Strip to get them out. Nobody wanted these Hamas terrorists. Lebanon didn't want them. They still don't. Egypt didn't want them. They still don't. Saudi Arabia doesn't want them. Nobody wants these Hamas terrorists. They're the snake that needs to be dealt with. And so the nations, under their breath, are trading tit for tat, excited or happy that Israel is taking care of a problem that has existed for almost 40 years. The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, Hour 2, coming up on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll return.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at wagner.com.